This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning, and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Good morning, and you're listening to Love Keras on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And today I am delighted to be joined by Rachel Gray and Claire Scott coming for a chat. Hello, girls. How are you doing?
Really well. Yeah, we're doing really well. Thank you, Keras. Oh, thank you for having us today.
Thank you for coming. Any excuse for a coffee, you know that?
Absolutely.
Or a herbal tea. Yeah,
definitely a herbal tea. Yes.
So just to introduce the audience, my name's Keras and I'm kind of well known in the area for my body work. I'm a massage therapist. I'm also a soul coach where I offer readings from my own deck, Peace of Mind, an intuitive healing oracle. And what do you do, girls? Could tell us about yourself.
Right, myself, I'm Rachel, for the audience that can't see the both of us here. I am a Reiki practitioner, and I also love guiding people through their nutrition and lifestyle wants and bits and pieces, and helping them with their health goals, basically. Yeah.
Quick secret, I work with Rachel at Remedies and she is awesome.
Thank you.
I haven't met you before today, Claire. So, tell us about yourself.
I'm Claire and I am a hypnotherapist. Not long finished my training and am just, starting out, wanting to help people. The focus right now is helping people to lose weight.
Nice.
So hence Rachel and I have come together because of Rachel's nutrition expertise and my hypnotherapy prowess, and together we've created a 10-week program to help people basically gain balance and gain freedom from old patterns and shift what needs to be shifted.
Nice.
Combining our expertise.
That's the one.
Because you two aren't strangers, eh? You kind of know each other.
Very well.
Just a little bit.
Got a bit of history.
Sisters.
Yes.
Joining forces. That's awesome. Yeah. It's lovely to have that family connection.
Yes.
I know a few family connections or sisters who bond together in the common cause. So how did you guys decide to catch up and make this happen?
So I guess over the last couple of years we've been, on the same wavelength, definitely tapping into our intuitive powers more and more. But Rachel and I had been just a couple of weekends ago to a full weekend retreat. It was called Song Lines.
Ooh.
And it was all about healing and frequency and letting go of what no longer serves, tapping into the bones and releasing some of that stuff. So on the back of that, both Rachel and I want to grow our own businesses and actually be able to help people a lot more. And basically that was the focus. So I think one afternoon I said to Rach, well, I am doing hypnotherapy work right now with clients on a weight loss virtual gastric band journey. I thought, well, why don't we turn it into an offer that we can both participate in, and with Rachel's nutrition advice, just it's almost the perfect combination.
Yeah, it's very complementary, like with Claire's hypnotherapy coming in and helping the clients really look into their habits around food and health and eating patterns and things. So really she puts the light on that, and then I'm there with my support to help guide with the how and the what. So it's it's just really complimentary. It's really good. Yeah, I think it's going to be brilliant. Like, people are just going to get so much out of it, I feel.
It sounds like that's an amazing opportunity.
Yeah,
a real holistic approach rather than just a meal plan or an exercise plan. Mm. It's about, okay, well, why do I eat like this?
Yeah.
What are my triggers? You know, why am I hungry at this time of day? How can we sort of push that hunger out a bit by changing what you have for breakfast, for example?
Yeah. Oh, that sounds awesome.
And I think then it becomes more, it's longevity.
Yeah.
You know, anyone can jump onto a diet and stick at it for 6 weeks and lose a couple of kilo and be like, oh, woohoo. But then as soon as that's finished and the focus comes off that diet, everything goes haywire again.
Yeah, it's so a lifestyle choice more than anything else, isn't it?
But also resetting the mind, getting into the subconscious and sort of weaving our way and our magic through the subconscious to really cement those new patterns, those new programs, those new behaviours that we want to see that will carry you through and keep that weight loss journey going.
Yeah.
So with the, I'm working with 3 clients right now just on a 6-week program. And I'm doing the same things that I'm asking them to do.
Yes.
So this, and I think in 3 weeks, we all together have lost 13 and a half kilos.
Wow.
So it's definitely, something's definitely working.
Yeah.
And I think we want to share that with more people. And bringing on the nutrition as well will only grow that, will only help people more.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had many weight loss journeys through my life, and I can understand the biggest part is that accountability as well. Having the accountability not only of both of you to back us up, but each other. Like you said, the group is, it's not just me, you, it's us.
It's us together.
Yeah, and that's where the energetics will come in too, like the energy of the group.
Yeah.
And, you know, weaving the Reiki into that as well, and just, uplifting, being there for, you know, each other, having a WhatsApp group
so
that, you know, the people on the group can support each other as well.
The midnight text, help, I'm going to be...
Yeah, that's right.
I'm by the fridge. How I got here.
I sleepwalked to the fridge. Okay. What do I do?
Yeah.
We've got you.
Yeah.
Excellent. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And is this face to face, person to person, or more of an online thing?
It'll be Zoom.
Yeah, Zoom.
Yeah. Zoom call once a week.
Yeah.
For 10 weeks, with the support of the WhatsApp
group,
with everybody in there using it, asking questions, you know, advice.
And I think that's just to be respectful of people's time as well, because Claire's in Okato, I'm in Hawera, so trying to tee up a group that might be, you know, people might be coming from New Plymouth or wherever.
And so it opens it up to everywhere, doesn't it? It's not just Taranaki even.
That's right.
It's the whole world.
Yeah.
That's potentially.
Right. Yeah. So we just thought it would get a lot, get it out there more. It's because we want to reach as many people as we can and help people as much as we can.
Good on you, girls. I love that for you. That's awesome. Yeah. That's amazing. So just a quickie before we go into... the music, what's the best way to connect with you?
So probably our Facebook pages. We've got our personal pages under our names, Rachel Gray
and Claire Scott,
and I've got my business page on Facebook, which is Nutrition and Lifestyle Coaching with Rachel Gray.
Bit of
an alpha, but
and my Facebook page is Upcycle Hypnotherapy.
Okay. And you've got a public group, a private group, or is it a public page?
Mine's private, so you need to request
to
join. But I'm pretty quick on the old, you know, you're in.
Well, I tell you what, when this show goes on air, I will put a post up on Facebook and tag you girls, and so whoever's listening that wants to connect will be able to find you straight away.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you. That'd be perfect.
Not awesome. A problem. I reckon it's time for a bit of music now.
Sweet.
Do you have a song that you'd like to play first?
We have we both put our heads together.
Yes.
And we came up with Dream by the Cranberries.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're lucky you can't hear me singing. Oh, that's a blast from the past. I love that song. Who chose that one?
I chose that one. Yeah. And it, because it's about dreams, it's about wanting something better than what you've got right now.
Absolutely, yeah.
But also too, remembering that dreams are actually within our reach.
Yeah.
We just need to focus that way. If we can focus that way, we can pull them in. Right?
I mean, in the word of Caps is sensible, if you don't have a dream, how are you going to have a dream come true?
That's true, Beth.
You know, you've got to have a dream in this life. It's all about positive manifestation.
That's right.
Focus. And be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, because it might actually happen.
Absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So cranberries, I mean, 90s. We are 90s children. Mm-hmm. You like cranberries as well.
Yeah. I listened to the Cranberries quite a lot in my heyday.
Yeah.
Late last century.
So,
yes. Yeah. Not saying that we're old or... No, we're wise.
We're wise.
We're just wise.
Yes. Gen X, man. Gen X.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, all the
way. So I'm interested in that. How did you get into this profession then? What started you on this journey?
For me, my journey started when I... probably actually through COVID. I had been working up until then... lots of different jobs, mainly administration background.
Yeah.
And I think I just got to the point where I felt I could do more, I could help more people, be, more true to myself, aligned with my beliefs and things. I've always been health orientated, and not always in the healthiest way to be honest, with weight loss fads and all the things. The COVID and the time to sort of pause, life just paused, didn't it, for everyone?
Yeah, totally.
And it made me sort of think, okay, well, what's next? You know, this is where I'm in my life now. What do I want to do with the rest of my working life? And I think I've found something that I actually will go beyond the retirement age with.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just so rewarding.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Mm.
So that led me down looking at study.
Yeah.
So I did, I actually set out to on doing naturopathy through the college in New Plymouth. And got as far, I did my nutrition in, my level 5 nutrition and well-being naturopathy part, and then they changed the rules actually a little bit, and they changed their course content, so I actually just stopped there, and that's where I can offer my nutrition and lifestyle guidance,
yes,
but not the naturopathy supplementation prescripting and things. So that's sort of how I got to where I am now, and then I also learned Reiki along the way as well, so that all gets infused into it. And that's what I do at Remedy as well.
A good little sprinkle of magic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit of everything. Yeah.
And what about you, Claire?
My turn. So I was just listening to Rachel talk about COVID and like changing direction from that, and how you slowed down and sort of reflected and changed direction. I never got to slow down. I've been, my whole life I've been working pretty much on and off through kids and everything else, and working, purchasing and inventory and stock control, and I drive a forklift. That's one of my favourite things. I love driving forklifts. But I worked through COVID because truck drivers don't stop. Deliveries need to be made. But at that point in time, I think what I felt was an imbalance in my life, and especially in my relationship. And actually very soon after that was the end of that relationship. And reflecting back on that, it was a turning point. I think I slowed down enough to realise that I had a whole lot of unresolved stuff that kind of needed sorting out. So without, dulling this down too sadly. So I took some time off work and found hypnotherapy. And had some hypnotherapy done and it was for weight loss initially, but realized that that was something that kind of, I don't know, fizz my bung. Well, how do you say that? Spun my wheels. That sounds better. Sorry, that sounds better. Spun my wheels.
Resonated.
That's it. That's perfect. It resonated very much. So started doing the training, and because I was also not only doing the training, I was actually practicing with other people, working on myself that whole time. I too have been attuned in Reiki level 1 and 2, and done a whole lot of other spiritual stuff as well.
Yeah.
So, and some coaching. I've done life and abundance coaching and NLP, and so so much, you know. But a lot of the training that we do, it's not necessarily what we've learned in that classroom. I think it's more how we infuse it in our lives and how we bounce it off other people.
Absolutely.
And I think that in itself it becomes a learned experience rather than just a training session that we've had. So essentially there's a long story behind where I am to where I am right now, but where I am right now is in such a good space to be able to help people going forward. And I think too, not only with weight loss and this nutrition program that we're doing, but other people who can, things like trauma and anxiety. Addiction,
because all those roots, they are very deep, you know, deeply rooted.
Yes.
And they're the seeds that planted the tree, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hence why my little logo has a tree on it, and this is why it has a what do you call that,
a keyhole
in it, because we unlock further down
that.
Into the root system.
I love that,
because, you know, surface level applications and fixes, they don't work long term. You have to get deeper. You've got to go deeper.
Yeah.
It's a subconscious. It's a
course.
It's
it
an
is
amazing thing.
Course.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And it all goes back to
yeah,
I say very similar with my cards. It's not what's happening right now, it's what's happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
And we've got to go fishing.
Well, there's ancestral
and
there's
that
stuff in our DNA that we bring forth as well.
Absolutely.
Remembering that we're not actually in the driver's seat. The conscious mind is just the tip of the iceberg. The subconscious mind drives us for everything that we do. That's our, you know, our behaviors, our patterns, our desires. All those things start so much further down than what we kind of acknowledge more than anything. Fun stuff.
That is awesome. And you were telling me earlier on that you've actually written something for us today.
Oh, yeah. So I have recorded morning and evening little mini hypnosis for my clients who are doing the virtual gastric band program with me right now. But one of my ladies said to me, look, I drive for an hour to work in the morning. I don't, you know, to lay in bed for an extra 15 minutes listening to a recording, it doesn't suit where she's at. So I thought, she asked me to turn it into an affirmation. And I said, well, yeah, I can do that. It's going to be a lot shorter, but I can definitely do that. So if you'd like, I can
read
this for you right now.
I would love that. Thank you.
So today is a fresh new beginning. Today I feel calm, confident, and ready for the day ahead. More and more, I trust my powerful mind and body to work together in perfect harmony. Every day, my thoughts are becoming more positive. Every day, my motivation is growing. Every day, my desire for wellness and health is increasing. I choose life. I choose happiness. I honor my body with the right foods for me. I feel in control of what I eat and how I nourish myself. I eat smaller portions with ease. I chew slowly and enjoy every bite. I listen to my stomach and eat only when I am truly hungry. Healthy foods feel fresh, vibrant, and more appealing to me. I naturally turn away from foods that no longer serve me or my future self. Water feels refreshing, energizing, and exactly right for me. Every sip helps my body release what I no longer need. My energy is increasing with every step I take. My mind is clear, my focus is sharp, and my memory is improving. I am sleeping better, feeling lighter, and enjoying life more every day. I smile with confidence, knowing that I am achieving my goals, my future. I radiate positivity, strength, and inner power. I am proud of myself for the choices I make each and every day. I feel balanced, strong, and empowered. Every day I move closer to my best self. I feel alive, vibrant, and absolutely amazing. I step into this day with clarity, joy, and confidence.
I love that. Thank you.
Cool. You're welcome.
It's amazing the difference of affirmations. I'm a huge manifester myself.
Yes.
My favourite manifestation list on Spotify, I've got all these funky, upbeat songs telling me how amazing, how powerful, how strong. And I just blast them in the car when I'm driving, or I've got my earphones on.
Yeah.
And it does, it's just such an uplifting thought process.
It's a bit like my playlist that I have in my headphones at the gym.
You need
that uplifting, the words, positivity and everything. Yeah. Can that give you that drive to
absolutely
pushing on? And
that's all about changing your vibration.
When
you hear positive words, it's like, I want some of that. Yes, give it to me. And then it does. It changes your whole demeanor. It changes your whole mood and your perspective, your outlook, which feeds into where are you going?
Absolutely.
Where
absolutely
are you going? Is it going to be positive? Is it going to be better than it was yesterday? Hell yeah.
Thank you. That's fabulous. That is. Thank you so much.
Good.
Mm. Right. Mm. So, Claire, you chose the song last time. Is it your turn, Rach?
Yeah. What song do we have for the second?
Hummingbird.
Oh, this is sort of one we both really like. This next one.
It's a little woo-woo and off the beat, but
It's not mainstream.
Definitely not.
But it's one that we have both listened to on different occasions, I think, for sort of in that meditative, sort of uplifting, letting go, coming into self. Now, I just can't remember who it's by.
I think it's
called Hummingbird.
Equanimous. I think is how you pronounce it. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
All right, let's give it a go then. This sounds interesting. Thank you.
Oh, my love, I've been walking so many miles alone. Oh, my love, my legs are growing weak, I'm longing for your strength. I laid upon the river clay, the sunlight moved as I was taking it in, fading away. Oh, then I saw you in a dream, it came to me like a vision I had in Joshua Tree. Hummingbird, fill me with your medicine, fill me with your medicine. Oh, hummingbird, fill me with your medicine, fill me with your medicine. Joshua Tree. Oh,
and you're listening to Love Keris on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And I'm joined by Rachel and Claire. And now we're going to go into the collective card reading. You girls want to play?
Yes, sure.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, we're up for that.
All right, so I'll be pulling some cards out of my deck. Peace of mind, an intuitive healing process. So let's give it a shuffle
fun.
See what we need to know about what's going on today. So,
my joint energy is the three of us.
Yeah, man, the power of three.
Yeah.
I don't think we've got maiden.
The magic number.
What is it, maiden?
Crone, maiden, and.
What's the other one?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
It's the power of three in the Wiccan
maiden mother crone.
That's it, maiden mother crone.
Right, okay. Yeah. I think we're all kind of more mothery and crony than maideny, but that's okay.
Look, first card, focus.
Oh, that was for me. Yeah.
Second card, done.
Nice.
Have we got any more?
We are done playing small.
These are literally throwing themselves at me at the moment.
Of course they are. This is the power of three.
Look.
Oh, and there's two.
Yeah, beautiful. Take those two as well.
We've got a couple more here. And we've got peace of mind.
Yep.
And hibernation.
Ooh.
Right, so... Just so from my point of view, what I'm seeing at the moment, this is for the collective energies, anybody that's listening at the moment, there you've got a lot of things up in the air at the moment. You're juggling, you're doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and you're just not able to master one thing when you've got 10 things on the go, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
This card is asking you to kind of just choose one, put the rest, not on the back burner, don't throw them away, but just put them down for now and play with one toy at a time.
Yeah? Quiet the mind and focus.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's all about building habits too.
Because it certainly is.
When you want to build habits and make change, you focus on one thing at once, and then once that is solidified, then you pick up the next thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. And focus on that.
And the second thing may play well with the first thing.
Yeah.
You know, true. The chances are if you're going to do nutrition, do hypnotherapy and build it together, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
True.
And the second card that came out is done.
So I said we are done playing small.
Exactly. That's exactly what that card means.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
This is drawing a line in the sand.
Yep.
Okay?
Time for change.
Yeah. If you keep squeezing yourself in that box... You're going to become a really good contortionist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And limiting yourself.
But you're not limiting yourself.
You're not going to grow.
Exactly. You'll only end up with sore hips and sore arms. Yeah. So squeezing yourself into that box and playing small, it's no longer worthy. It's no longer suitable. It's no longer suitable for requirements.
Yeah. No longer serves.
It doesn't fit anymore. It's time for a change.
Yes. Yeah. And how are we going to find that change?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to find peace of mind.
Hypnotherapy 101.
Yes. There you go.
The story behind this card, okay, is, you know, you fancy doing a jigsaw puzzle, okay? And it's the dusty old jigsaw puzzle at the at the top of the cupboard in your granny's house, right?
Yeah.
Right. And you're pulling it out, and you're scattering all the pieces, and you find the corners, and you find the edges, and then you start looking for the middles, but this big space is missing.
Right.
And those big spaces are the empty spaces, they're the hollow spaces, they're the ugly spaces that you no longer want to look into.
Yeah.
But that puzzle will never be complete.
Without turning and looking inside the shadow.
So it doesn't matter how ugly those pieces are, to complete that puzzle, you have to find those missing pieces.
To make the beautiful masterpiece, some of those ugly bits have to come up too.
Certainly do.
They're all part of the beauty.
They certainly do.
And remembering that in every masterpiece, the colour palette, you know, there's black. There's dark shades as well as light shades.
Yeah.
It's all part of a whole. So
without all the other colours, they wouldn't be black.
That's right. Because it's all of them.
Yeah. Yes. All mixed into one.
Yep.
It's a really powerful thought process, that one. Mm. You know, nobody wants to look back. Nobody wants to, you know, bring those skeletons out of the closet, yeah?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
But to tell you what, when you do, them bones dance.
Yes. Oh, well, that's pretty much what we did at the retreat that we were on the other week.
Yeah,
Goodness, we dug deep.
Yeah.
We dug deep. There were skeletons that were so overdue for retirement.
For a shake-up.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the last card we have pulled out today, it's called Hibernation.
Mm. Yeah. So coming back into self.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
It's okay to sit back and take stock. Take stock, because going through this process isn't an easy one. It never is an easy one.
Yeah.
You've got to break down before you can build yourself up again.
Definitely.
Sometimes you've got to do it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to see, you know, nobody wants to see you cry. Nobody wants, you don't want to be out there going, woo-hoo-hoo.
So you do have to come back to self a little bit. Take your quiet. It's about the balance too.
Exactly.
With hibernation.
Because. Absolutely, yeah.
Downtime to recharge, and then you can go for gold again.
Because the thing is, unless you do take time to hibernate, to go within, you're not going to hear those voices.
Yeah, it's true. Quiet down.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
If you were in a crowded place and all you could hear is kicking and screaming, you're not going to be able to hear the whispers. Mm. And it's the whispers that are important. It's the whispers are those thoughts and feelings that are so trying to get through.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, that's true, because the ego is loud.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
The conscious mind is loud. The subconscious mind is not. It's quiet.
It's the whispers.
Mm-hmm. It's the whispers.
Yeah.
Mm. Beautiful. Right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, they are beautiful cards.
So you ladies got anything else you want to add to that?
Earlier today, I did a card pull from my deck. What's that one called? The Light... anyhow, it was all about...
Light Seekers?
Work Your Light.
Work Your Light.
Work Your Light.
Work Your Light. There we go. And it was Trust Your Path. So, when I pulled it, I asked it for the collective as well. So it's, trusting your path. But I think speaking into these cards that we've got here, that Curious has pulled today, it's, you know, going into yourself and finding your purpose.
Yeah.
And trusting that. Because that's what, for me and Claire, to do this, this is a big dig deep on our trust.
It's a leap of faith, isn't it?
Yeah. And we're doing it anyway because it just feels, in our bones, it feels right.
Yeah.
So that's, and having that, trust your path is just, so good to get sort of a little bit of a nudge, trust.
It's just a tick that you're on the right path. Going in the right direction.
Little marker on the direction. Yes. On the path. Yeah.
It's your GPS saying, yes, you're on the right road.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. Although, actually, and you hear, I think I've heard horror stories of family working together in the past.
Oh, that has crossed my mind.
Yeah. hang on, I wasn't going there. No, this is full on, you know what I'm thinking. I know what you're thinking. We say each other's words sometimes before we even finish. There's so much alignment, I think, in what we're doing and what we want to give to people.
Yeah.
And actually, I think the cards point in the direction of people just, taking stock, pausing, take a moment, see what it is you really need.
Yeah.
It's identifying, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the card that I pulled earlier out of my pack, and don't ask me what set it was because I've got too many I cannot remember, but it was consciousness.
Yeah.
And it's about being, you know, sometimes we do the same thing over and over and over every single day and we don't blink, we don't think about it. But sometimes it doesn't hurt to sort of, again, pause, be still, breathe, listen into what is it that I really need? Yeah. Is this the right way?
Yeah.
Is there another way?
And that consciousness that can be changed, like if it's a consciousness that isn't serving you any longer, that habit, that thing that you do over and over every day, there can be a reset button, you know. It's just like, and that's your hypnotherapy can definitely help with that. Definitely. And the help that I can give with changing those nutritional habits and things to, do the whole reset and fire up that consciousness in a new direction that's going to be helping people towards their goals.
Absolutely.
Dream big, because anything's possible.
Go hard or go home.
That's the one. I actually wrote down a note before. It was a little downloader drop-in. Oh, my goodness, now I've got to find it. And it was, once your beliefs and your behaviours align, you become unstoppable.
Absolutely.
And I think that's how I see the program that we're offering. Mm. The beliefs is working in with your subconscious mind, where some of those beliefs are not even your own. You need to shed them. And then the behaviors is really the changing what we see as nutrition.
Yeah.
Right? And that's where Rachel works really well. So I think together, I think we can help a lot of people. I want to, that's what the intention is.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you know there's only one limit.
Which limit?
Your imagination.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
The only limit is your imagination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got this.
Even that's almost limitless, isn't it?
Of course it is.
There you go. You know, we don't like limits.
Excellent.
I don't like rules. Bugger the rules.
Oh, that is awesome. And we've got one last song to play. Yeah. What song is that?
We have, so I chose this song, and it's... Yeah, thank you. Just escaped.
It's me. You were going to lose it. Yeah.
It's by Journey, and it's "Don't Stop Believing." And this has always been an upbeat song for me. That's really let's face it, it's a pub anthem, isn't it? You know,
yeah, definitely.
But gets you up and going, and it will. Yeah, it'll carry us out on an upbeat note, but also a little message in there to believe in yourself and trust in yourself, because it's just look within, because I know that the lyrics aren't all about that, but the main chorus is
this song is really close to my heart as well. My inner teenager is gonna be rocking out to this one.
Yay. Nice.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yay! Definitely a blast from the past again. I love your taste in music. I gotta be honest. It's like Kerisoki.
Yeah, Kerisoki.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, just as well they could not hear us singing.
Yeah, well, fair play. Fair play. I only sound good when I'm in the shower.
We all sound good in the shower.
It's the acoustic, so.
Yeah, I'm in the car. I sound good in the car. Only when I'm by myself, though. Because I'm the only
bathrooms.
Judge.
Public bathrooms often have very good acoustics.
They do.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, we'll have to start off a bit. Bathroom sound needs.
Lou Opera.
Yes. Yeah. Lou Opera. I love it. Oh. Well, it's been a very interesting show talking to you, and I've learned so much more about you.
Yeah, and us you. Yeah. Well, because you guys knew each other a little before. So.
Yeah. Well, we've only recently met. We've been working together, how long now? About a year?
About a year.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And we're there the same day. So it's where it's been really good.
Absolutely. It's been. And
even though we're like ships in the night sometimes, aren't
we?
We
are.
Nice.
But I got to be honest, there's a mean shindig at Rachel's house for the Christmas parties.
Yes.
I'm coming.
Yeah, well, you were invited to that.
I know, we couldn't make it. We had other things
on. Oh, man.
We had other stuff on. No, this time, yes.
Yeah.
Christmas hats optional.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you've got to have Christmas hats.
Yeah.
I've got a pirate hat. It was actually International Talk Like Pirates Day just the other week.
It was. I've seen that. Yeah. I keep saying every year I'm going to do that. Mm. I'm just going to have to get my costume ready and I'll end up no excuse.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Being prepared.
Yeah.
Captain Jack Sparrow,
there we go.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
I've even got the fake dreadlocks ready to go in.
Oh, nice. I made up bead things the last time I was Jack Sparrow. And I had I couldn't find a parrot, so I found a little toy penguin. It's on my shoulder. Didn't last the night, but yeah.
We used to do a lot of dress-ups, but...
Yeah, not so much lately, eh?
No.
Mm. I haven't dressed up for a while. Yeah. Mm. Last time I dressed up, I was doing belly dancing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Is that local?
We were a part of a troupe, and we actually were dancing on New Zealand Got Talent on 2009.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I did see the photo in the corner.
That's me.
Nice.
That is actually me.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Is that a steampunk helmet?
It is a steampunk helmet.
Yeah.
That was for a birthday party last year.
Yep.
Got the steampunk.
Love steampunk.
I never need any excuse to dress up.
No. I enjoy dressing up. Yep. We don't do it enough, do we, Rach?
Well, the next Christmas party might be a bit of a dress-up. You might have to pull out your belly dancing costume.
Right, it's a deal. Christmas is in the warmth, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was thinking, I'm not putting my belly out in that weather.
You'll need some extra pasties on.
Yeah. I don't know, last year was a bit, the weather wasn't 100.
No, it wasn't. It was touch and go, wasn't it?
We've got the fire going out.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
Mm. It's excellent.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. The amount we had to drink and laugh, we didn't need any extra heat.
Yeah.
Right, I'm definitely going to the Remedy Christmas party.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That was good. Definitely.
So we're just going to wind up the show for today, and I just got to say thank you so much again for joining me. And
Maybe you can come back in
a little while and tell us all about your progress.
Yeah, it would be good to catch up. Following the program, actually.
Yeah, let us know how you go.
Just letting the listeners know.
Definitely.
How it went, and some perhaps even, some feedback from the people that
That
do
would
it.
Be real cool.
That would be.
Yeah, sort of testimonials.
Yeah,
just so that people can, because I know anything new, you can be a bit hesitant and things.
Yeah.
But, we're excited about it. And, if you just sort of got a little thought in your head that it might be you, we'll just,
reach out.
There's no obligation to just get in touch with us and ask a bit more about it and things.
And have a conversation.
Absolutely.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
And if anybody wants to get in touch with the ladies, you can come to my Facebook page, Love Caris, mm-hmm. or you can come to my website, lovecaris.com, and there'll be links to my Facebook page, and I am pretty slack of getting my website done properly, but it will be done soon, but you can find me on Facebook, and that's a really good place to find me. So, yeah, we're going to say cheerio now, and hooray, and woohoo!
Lovely.
Thank you.
Thanks, Caris.
Thank you.
Till next time.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.